Eliza Ann, and this is my music journey.
Eliza Ann grew up on a small island off the Georgia coast. Though she loved the atmosphere, she always felt apprehensive about her existence there. Her love of music came from a love of words rather than chords.
Poetry was huge for me first in a certain way, and then I started to like realize music and in the sense that I enjoyed it was just like poetry, but moving in a quicker way. And so I wanted to be able to do the whole thing, not just write the poems and the melodies, but like be able to play it as well. So I was off at a summer camp for like 5 weeks, and I took a guitar class there. And so I just kind of came back knowing a few chords and built off of that from there.
On her latest release, Fine But Dying, Ann sings about the panic disorder that nearly derailed her life a few years ago.
I'm losing it as if I had it in the first place, running wild.
Represents for me a very complete sense of who I am. Like, it really feels like rather than hinting at certain things, I like sat across from myself and just really looked at her, you know, and was like, what does she sound like? What does she feel like? What is like, what do I need to make to set her free, sort of? Like, it was a really out of body but completely embodying experience to kind of just sit with all the things in my head and like give them all space to be the extreme of whatever they were. Because I think I spent a lot of time feeling like I needed to be soft and quieter and controlled in some sense, and I think I let myself loose almost, and it was a very freeing experience for me.
This feels like hot summer night.
Whatever I am at any given moment, and I think this record was just like kind of the home for me dealing with a lot of my panic disorder and falling in love and all of these different weird things that are very simple and you hear about them all the time, but I had yet to hear something that sounded like what I was actually going through. Very personal experiences of that. I don't know, the room that's most secret and most still kind of hurts when I sing it is I'm Tired, You're Lonely. It's a very sad one.
And where's the obvious lie? 'Cause I'm tired and you're lonely. Screaming, babe, console me, but I've already given all that I have.
I had to use my music as a mirror. And I had to just give myself space to not worry about what other people thought I was going to make or sound like or anything like that. Like, I just needed to make my record. I don't know exactly, like, what woke me up to know I needed to do that. But once I was done with it, I was like, this is the clearest picture of who I was at this moment in my life and who I am. When you create out of that necessity of wanting to walk away a more understood version of yourself, like, you understand yourself better and people understand you better.
Frustrated, I think I hate this. I can't even look interested. I think that the older I get, the harder it gets.
hopes the words and music she's created provide others with a sense of freedom for their feelings and a recognition that they're not alone.
A little bit more of an understanding and a patience towards their own self, because it's wild to have a brain and be alive and have a body that you have to learn to live in every day. And, you know, it's just, there's so many things that can pull you out of having patience towards yourself. And I think that I just want people to feel valid and that they're not the only people who feel certain extreme forms of emotion. Wherever my brain takes me, I just will keep making my favorite record over and over again, and it'll change because I'll change, but I'm just excited. I want to write until I die.
Liza Ann mentioned poetry a couple times during our conversation, so it seems fitting to read something she wrote shortly before the release of this new music. This album came out of falling in love, not falling out of it. Loving another person does this strange thing to your mind, unearthing so much of what is easily buried when you're alone, or just experiencing shallow versions of being with another person. Love ends up acting like a mirror. The longer you stay in it, the clearer you're able to view yourself and your intentions and your habits. There's a softness and kindness you're able to have for someone the longer you're with them, and likewise, there's a softness you grow to have towards yourself. An excerpt from something Liza Ann wrote for a magazine in Australia. The power of words, the power of music. She has both. My thanks to Liza Ann for her time and especially sharing so much through her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.